construction is currently underway on a second range crossing at Toowoomba. Linking the Warrego Highway at Helidon to the Gore Highway at Athol, it will enable heavy vehicles to bypass the city. As yet, the highway is unnamed, though there is one suggestion going around that it should be named Multuggera Way after an Aboriginal leader and resistance fighter around the time of settlement. Currently, over 700 people have signed a petition in support. I spoke to historian Ray Kirkhove to find out who Multuggera was.
So he was a major resistance leader from around where the Lockyer Valley is. Basically, he led one of the most successful resistance acts and one of the most successful battles in Australia. That was at Mount Tabletop, which is, if you don't know, it's just before you get to Toowoomba, you see this sort of flat top hill. They were doing a number of sieges and things on all the runs, which were cattle runs, you know, and sheep runs. That was the first sort of arm of settlement. We just see a few people would have an enormous area of land where they'd run cattle or sheep. They did a lot of that up towards Esk and all the way through to the Lockyer. They were stopping the progress of settlement, you could say. But there were people trying to get up the pass up to Toowoomba all the time, and they actually pushed a road through there. And they would actually attack the drays that came through. You know, and because Multuggera's people were stopping this, and they were also at this time holding the whole of the Lockyer in siege, all the runs, a lot of the settlers had been evicted. So they all met together in the inn near Gatton and decided, well, we'll have to do something about this. So they got a very large dray full of goods. They had 18 men on it, armed, and the idea was that they'd push their way up the pass. But Multuggera had the pass all lined with his warriors, and they actually had fenced off the road both sides and put logs across. So when the drays came, they got stuck, and then they ambushed them and basically sacked the dray. That, of course, didn't go down very well, and everybody, all the armed men ran off. So then they mustered all their helpers, and that was about 40, some say about 50-plus people, and they went up to the hill. The next morning, they attacked the camp, had a big fight there, and attacked Multuggera's warriors, but Multuggera did a mock retreat up the hill, and then they threw down a whole lot of boulders and things, and basically settlers had a lead. They had a retreat, and they waited for the police commissioner, Simpson, to come with his six troops, but he had a look at the situation, and he said, no, too much for me. So they went back. And so the settlers also went back and said, oh, gosh, you know, this is all, they were basically defeated. And you've got to remember, these are the people that were some of the first and main settlers of the Downs. They had considered themselves invincible. And they later on became major lawyers and premiers and things. You know, they were important people. It was one of the major defeats of settlement. It held back settlement for a while, because after that, people were kind of afraid to go that way. There were still areas, even in the 1870s, that some people didn't venture to, because they were kind of the stronghold of what was left of Multuggera's group. But for me, it's an exciting episode, because it just shows a huge area of Queensland getting involved and successful active resistance.
Is it a rare occurrence in the frontier wars of a battle that was a victory for the Aboriginal people?
Well, I think there probably were more. And the thing is, so much of the dialogue has been about massacres, and you've got to remember, white people had a lot of firepower, they were at an advantage, so a lot of the so-called battles were often more like slaughters. But often Aboriginal people did put up a fight, you know, even if they were ambushed at a camp, they would fight back quite heroically. Basically, how settlement happened was that people would go out and then you would purchase cattle or sheep or something, and then you'd drive them out there and then set up a little tent or a hut somewhere in the middle of nowhere and hope to God that you'd survive out there. But these were often forays. Often they didn't work because of the attacks by Aboriginal people. I think Aboriginal people were often quite successful in driving out settlers, and they often did that by either destroying or dispersing the herds and the flocks, because they realised, well, these people are mainly living off their flocks, so, you know, the thing we've got to get is their economic base.
So to the Toowoomba, the second range crossing that's currently being built, and there's a suggestion that it should be called Multuggera Way. What are the reasons why this road should be called Multuggera Way?
Well, there's a number of reasons, because that area was actually the route that Multuggera took a lot, back and forth to the Bunyans. We know there were a lot of his major camps that he lived around there. And it's just that we don't have too many major highways. I mean, well, I can't think of any, in fact, any highway or major recent construction work that'd be named after an Aboriginal person. And that seems a little, well, unfair in this day and age, particularly when his story is interesting as Ned Kelly, more so in a way, because he managed to unite a lot of the people there, even like the whole idea of like tying up the road and all that. I mean, it shows great intelligence and foresight. And I think that these are heroic figures who are major leaders of their people. And, you know, in the States, you've got like Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse. And here we just do so little to honour that. It would be an unusual and a really positive thing if they would rename the road there. And I know there's a lot of support in the different Indigenous families that I've spoken to. The problem is a lot of the general populace doesn't even know. They've never heard of Multuggerah, you know.
Some people might consider that it's a political thing to name the road Multuggerah Way, but one of the things I'm interested in is that a lot of the names and people involved in those frontier wars, we already have places and roads named after those people, but it's usually from the other side, the white settlers who would have fought in these same battles. Is that the case in that Toowoomba range area?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of the names of the first settlers who were actually quite involved in all this, and yet we don't have it for any Aboriginal people. And I know they say history is written by the victor, but this is the 21st century. We're all, you know, who's the victor anymore, you know? If we're going to move forward, then I think it should be a recognition of the joint pain from which we grew. And look, Australia's not alone. The whole world has a history of invasion. And, you know, most nations were born out of blood, you could say. And you can see it negatively and say, oh, look, let's not talk about that because it was, you know, the dreadful past. But it was also about courage and fortitude and innovation and a whole lot of magnificent qualities that people show under stress. I think that we really need to look at more. You know, I would encourage people to find out more about it and also to support that and also similar moves to renaming things for about Aboriginal people, because it'll also make people inquire. You know, I can say, well, what is that name? What does that mean? And then that in itself starts becoming part of the story.
That was historian Ray Kirkhove. For a much more detailed account of Multuggerah's life and to sign the petition to name the range crossing after him, you can go to multuggerahway.blogspot.com.au.